Welcome back to folks at Maria Dress Counseling Services in Quincy Center, getting ready for their big annual spring fundraiser, normally called Fashion for Compassion. Little different twist this year, compassion in every step. And Development Director Kelly Banks is here to tell us why. Hey, Kelly.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. Thanks for coming over. Nice. It's been about a year now, right, since you've been at Maria Dress?
It has, almost a full year.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's it been?
It's been really great.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of learning and meeting a lot of great people, which has been amazing.
For folks who don't know, tell us a little bit about, well, first about yourself, first of all, your background, how you came to Maria Drost, and then about Maria Drost itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I started with Maria Drost, like we just said, almost a year ago.
Yeah.
I had a lot of experience in the nonprofit area with American Cancer Society, and I was really looking for, you know, an opportunity to work within mental health. It's really important to myself and my family, so this was a great opportunity for me. So I'm excited to, you know, continue the work that I'm doing. And so Maria Drost is a really great, a hidden gem in this area.
Really, yeah.
Where, you know, we provide mental health and holistic services to anyone in need.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless of your ability to pay, insurance coverage, we're there to make sure that everybody who needs access to mental health care is available to them.
How long has Maria Drost been in Quincy now?
So we're coming up to 32 years, I believe.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So still relatively new.
Still very new. We're just babies.
Are you still finding folks, though, that have not heard about Maria Drost for the first time?
Yes,
really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We always are hearing people say that they never knew we were there.
Yeah.
So we're always continuing to share our mission and to share the message that we have and find new avenues to kind of extend our reach.
Right. I think, you know, the key is what you said. It's holistic, so you're taking the whole person into consideration, right? Not just their one issue that they're coming to you
Absolutely.
With.
Yeah. It's more than just your mind. Your mental health is your health, so making sure you're taking care of yourself as a whole person.
Right. How, in the past year that you've been at Maria Drost, how have you seen it evolve and change?
I've seen a lot of change. We've had an addition with some therapists. We've really seen an increase in the number of people who want to come back into the office for their care instead of just doing teletherapy. So it's really nice to see that, you know, people are comfortable talking about it, comfortable coming into an office after so long, and just continuing to see the message be spread within not just our community but beyond that,
right,
as far as what we can do and how we can help.
Right, it's, you're talking about the virtual sessions during the pandemic, right?
Absolutely.
Are you still offering both now? Is it still a hybrid?
Yes, so we do still have therapists that will do teletherapy. We have some that do both,
mm-hmm,
and it's really just the preference of the individual.
I see, okay.
Calls.
And staff-wise for therapists, how is Maria Drost set right now?
So Maria Drost, I feel like most mental health organizations and agencies are always looking for additional therapists. There is such a significant need out there for people who are looking for mental health care. So we're always looking, you know, for individuals who are licensed and able to help in within counseling.
Yes,
so.
Yeah. And physically, I know the office itself expanded, right, since you first came on board. Yeah.
Yes, we opened a new office suite in our same building in the floor above us, and it's a beautiful addition, three additional rooms for therapy. And along with that, our other offices were able to get kind of an uplift with paint and decoration.
Oh.
So it's a really great, you know, all great spaces for anybody to come.
Yeah, and so who can utilize the services at Maria Drost?
Yeah, so really anybody, individuals, families, couples, we have the availability to take on most individuals, so they would just kind of reach out, fill out the intake, and then someone will be in touch with them to talk through the options,
mm-hmm,
and what their care could look like.
Yeah. What about children, Kelly? Is there a child psychiatrist?
Yes,
available? Yeah,
yes,
okay.
We do. We have a dedicated youth counselor, and we have other therapists who do take on younger individuals.
Mm-hmm.
It is an area that we have a significant need
is
in,
that right?
Which I think a lot of people do. And a lot of it has been an increase due to the pandemic,
really,
and the impact that the pandemic has had on the mental health of young individuals.
Yeah.
And you know, they're very in tune to their mental health, which is really great. So they're very open to, you know,
talking
getting
about
the support,
right?
And talking to someone.
Yeah, I know we've talked on this program before with folks at Interfaith Social Services about the stigma around, you know, talking about mental health.
Absolutely.
So that's one area I'm sure you're trying to combat.
Yes, we are.
Sure. What about substance abuse? Is that another area that you're able to focus on?
Yes, I believe that is.
Okay.
Yes.
That's another key issue, certainly. In
Absolutely.
The So when you first came on about a year ago, you hit the ground running, baptism by fire, as it were, right? Because the fundraiser was right in front of you.
It was. Yeah. I think I started the week before.
That's right. How did that go, by the way?
It went really well. Yeah. Honestly, I was very excited to be able to start right before it. I think there's nothing like jumping right into something.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to wait an entire year kind of wondering what it's going to be like.
Sure.
You've been there. So now it's just at a different capacity.
Okay. So what did you learn from that experience that you'll apply to this next fundraiser?
I think the thing that I learned in just coming to the event was just seeing the room full of people who really do care about the mission and are dedicated to what we're doing. And it was just so impactful to be able to see the reach that we have.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really just hope to continue that this year.
Yeah. So it's, as I mentioned, it's going to be a little bit different this year, right?
Yes.
Instead of the traditional fashion show with the runway, we're just looking at people's shoes.
Yes.
Right?
It's a little different.
A little different. Yeah. So what's going on?
So this year, we're returning to Granite Links.
Okay.
And it'll be May 1st at Granite Links at 6 p.m. And we made a few slight changes just, you know, in the spirit of what we wanted the event to look like. And it really kind of followed the need that we've seen for youth individuals in getting support.
Okay.
So what we're doing instead of the fashion show is we partnered with an art studio in Hingham called the Boston Artistry. And we were able to get a generous donation of sneakers from Reebok. And we brought a group of 11 young individuals ranging in age from 7 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had them do is they designed and created their own sneaker. So the kind of understanding behind that process is not just, you know, a workshop to design a pair of sneakers and you get a pair of sneakers. It's really to understand, especially for individuals, that there are a lot of things you can do for your mental health as far as self-care when it comes to, you know, art therapy or creative expression that can really help you outside of going to see a therapist or to build habits that might be beneficial for you in the future. And we had a really great group of individuals. We were able to talk with them about their mental health, what it means to them, kind of how they use color or art to describe or understand their feelings. And so at the event on May 1st, what we're going to do is we're going to have them display their sneakers and a little bit about their understanding about mental health, what it means to them and why they feel it's important.
Mm.
And again, see these beautiful sneakers that they've designed and they've kind of put their all into and feel very excited about that. And that will just be part of our program.
Okay. So how did you find these young people, Kelly? You know, and are they clients of Maria Drost or, you know?
Yes.
They are.
So
okay.
We have a mix. We put out an ask, you know, to our client base, to our, you know, network, mm-hmm. as well as on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to get a mix of individuals, a few that have been clients, mm-hmm. a few that, you know, their families might have been clients.
I see.
And then just a few that heard word of mouth that this event was happening. So it's a nice kind of diverse mix of individuals.
Okay, so how many?
We have 11.
11 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And they've all agreed to talk publicly about this. I think that's pretty brave.
It is.
You know, especially for young people.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're able to, you know, work with them at the workshop and then outside of it to really ask them questions that are a little thought-provoking.
Yeah.
And they were very honest and very, you know, raw with their comments and their feedback, which I think is very great for people to see and to understand how important mental health is, mm-hmm. even at any age.
Yeah, absolutely. So was it just a one-day event where they designed their
yes.
sneakers?
Yes, it was a one-day, 3-hour workshop in Hingham.
Okay.
And they haven't even seen their final product. They'll see their final product after they painted it, and then the woman at the workshop is going to clean up, you know, the tape that they used and put the laces back in, and we'll put them on display at the event.
So did they actually paint right on the sneakers?
They did, yes. Okay. Yeah, right. And it was great to kind of have that creative process for them to start and understand, you know, this is how they cleaned and prepared their shoe. Yeah. Then they created the design, picked out their colors, why did they pick them, mm-hmm. and then painting. So for example, one of the, just a tiny spoiler, one of the girls really feels calm when she sees sunsets or the sunrise. Oh. So she painted a sunrise on her shoe, and it, I mean, she's 12. She did an amazing job.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is really completely different. How did you come up with this idea? How did this all kind of manifest itself?
One of the things we were looking at is, first, we've seen a need at the Maria Drost as far as youth individuals that need counseling. So we really wanted to find a way to highlight that and to, you know, provide an opportunity for us to provide more access to mental health care for youth individuals, but also bring in more staff and more therapists that can see youth. And one of the things that we find with a lot of youth individuals is that they love sneakers, and this sneaker culture nowadays has kind of evolved into any kind of avenue. So we just happened to find online this individual who creates her own sneakers and has
sneakers.
These workshops, and we reached out, and she was very excited to work with us.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Anything else like this ever happen in the area that you've heard of? Is this kind
not
of
not that I've heard
Maria
of.
Maria Drost is blazing a new path.
I hope that we're blazing a new path, yes.
Well, I mean, in fact, the name of the fundraiser is Compassion in Every Step, but the subtitle, Empowering Our Youth and Their Mental Health Journey.
Yes.
So specifically focused on young people.
Yes. Yeah, we really feel as though, especially this year, if we were going to make some changes and kind of veer off of the traditional path that we had done, we wanted to make sure it was really intentional. And, you know, seeing the need out there. Mm-hmm. And like you said before, there's a lot of places around here that are also seeing the need to support youth individuals and their mental health.
Sure. So let's talk about that night. It's Wednesday, May 1st, 6 p.m. at Granite Links. Run us through the program, if you could. What'll be happening?
Yes. Yeah. So we might be changing the event a little bit, but we still do have our tried and true. We're known for our raffle baskets.
Oh, okay.
So we have right now close to 50, and we're still bringing in raffles. So
really?
We're going to have a great selection. We have, you know, anything from Red Sox tickets to kids' bikes to anything for anybody, spa gift certificates, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. So we'd love for everybody to come to see, you know, what you might be able to win.
It'll take an hour just to put the tickets in all the
honestly,
baskets.
Honestly, it will. It will. So when you get to the event, you'll be able to jump right in.
Okay.
You'll be able to talk with the kids in their shoes and see their sneakers.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. So that will be an opportunity for everybody that first hour when they come in, and then we'll also have silent auction items as well.
So do tell.
Yes. So just a few.
All right.
We have a nice package around the Newport Flower Festival.
Nice.
And so I think that'll be a really great opportunity for someone. We have a nice set of Bays luggage, which, I mean, I think everybody wants to travel, so why not bid on some fun luggage, as well as an opportunity for a nice package around the Bodhi Spa, which has locations in both Providence and Newport.
Hmm. Okay, so some ways to pamper yourself and do a
really
little shopping.
Understanding that self-care.
Yeah, taking it to the next limit, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the silent auction will be going on throughout the evening, right?
Yes, silent auction and raffles will be going on throughout the evening.
Okay.
After the program, we'll probably pull the winner, so you do have a little bit of an extended opportunity. So once the, you know, about an hour or so in, we'll ask everybody to come in to sit down for the more formal, I guess, program, you would say, where we have a few different speakers. We'll hear from our executive director, Mike Shanahan, as well as we have two professionals within the mental health space. So Dr. Catherine Koh, who works for Boston Healthcare for the Homeless. Hmm. She's going to talk about how important it is for access to mental health care for anybody, and really kind of touches on our same mission as well as providing the access to mental health care, whether you can afford it or not. And then Naisha Deed, who is from the Massachusetts area, she created the first Black mental health wellness resource directory for individuals within Massachusetts. She's going to be able to talk about her mental health journey and how it started very young for her.
Okay.
And we do have, we're lucky enough to have one of our own therapists who is one of our primary youth counselors.
Excellent.
Emily Carlson, who will be able to discuss, you know, her role and the importance in mental health care for younger individuals.
Okay.
And how it helps build them for the future to be able to better handle and be more equipped.
Sure.
With their lives.
Sure. And then your 11 participants.
And then our
level, too, right?
11 participants.
Will each one be speaking individually?
So I don't believe each
okay.
one will be speaking.
Okay.
We are working on putting together a nice video on the offset that some of the kids didn't feel comfortable coming up on stage.
Of course. You know, I get that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little intimidating when you get there. The beforehand, you might be okay with it, but when you get there, you might feel a little intimidated by the crowd.
Sure, yeah.
So we do have some really great stories from them that we'll be able to share, and we'll be able to share the process of what they went through and just how it correlates to mental health.
Absolutely.
In general.
Yeah. Any entertainment, refreshments, things of that nature?
Yes. So
yes?
We're going to have a nice little jazz trio at the
okay.
beginning. We're going to have some really high, high energy, kind of uplifting music throughout the dinner portion.
So there is dinner. Okay.
Yes. So there will be a dinner. So
okay.
you'll have some pasta appetizers, and then you'll have a dinner. So there's a lot of great opportunity to come enjoy time with, like-minded individuals who understand mental health, who want to support the mission. But, you know, a great time just to have fun with your friends and your network and your family.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure the families of the participants will be very proud to see, see their children up on. Now, will they actually be modeling the sneakers on their feet, or will they be on display, or how's that going to?
So right now we're planning on them being on display.
Okay.
But we're hoping that maybe a few might be interested in kind of
showing them
off.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So your tickets are available, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Okay.
Tickets are available on our website. They're $125 per ticket.
Okay.
We have opportunities for sponsorship, which also include tickets within some of those packages,
mm-hmm.
but all of the information is on our website.
Okay, very good. And I hope you're for what, a couple hundred people at least, right? I'm sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'd love to have a couple hundred.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay. And do the funds raised here go to anything specific, Kelly, or is it, you know, just general operating for
yes.
Maria Droster?
So the funds raised with this specific fundraiser are dedicated to providing the access to care for anybody who needs it.
Yep.
So we offset the cost and the fees.
Your sliding scale.
With our sliding scale for individuals. And it'll also go to helping us bring on additional youth therapists.
Okay, which is obviously the main goal of this. Yeah.
Yes.
So anything else we should let folks know about right now?
No, I think we're excited to have everybody, and we have a lot of great returning sponsors as well, like Bank of Canton and Welch Senior Living and Eastern Bank Charitable Foundation. So we're happy to have everybody.
And still room for more, too, if folks would like to support.
We'd love to have them.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you about this. I hope you have an excellent event again this year.
Yes. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad to be here.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.